from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, time to talk about the crew. With our guy, Andrew Wagner from Forbes Sports, who correctly predicted on Friday that Mr. Peguero, Elvis Peguero, would be the next guy sent down because he had options. He gave up a ton of inherited runners, allowed them to score this season, and it would only make sense. And what happens this afternoon while we are doing Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, but Elvis Peguero optioned to Nashville. Nicely done, Andrew Wagner.
I'm anything as clairvoyant, Sparky.
Yeah, you were all over that bad boy. I've not seen an official of anything coming from the Milwaukee Brewers to this point. However, Charlie Usen, the esteemed producer of this show, says it has got to be Trevor Megill coming back and activated from the injury list.
Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, he had a spectacular second rehab appearance with Class A Wisconsin over the weekend. He's checked all the boxes. Obviously, they're probably going to have him go through a little bit of a workout just to make sure. But, you know, put two and two together, you can figure it out. Guy going out ahead of a big series. Obviously, you see now over the weekend, they're still being cautious with Devin Williams. It all kind of makes sense.
Let's talk about the pitching that we saw this weekend against the Guardians. I don't know which one I want to talk about first. I guess Aaron Civale from Friday night is the one I want to talk about first, because that type of performance, I think, gives Brewers fans hope that maybe he can himself turn back around and look more like he did in Cleveland in the first half of last year.
Yeah, one of the big things is the last couple outings, one of my colleagues, Jack Stern, astutely noted that
Brewer fanatic.
Brewer fanatic Jack Stern has been using his slider more often, and that's had some pretty good success. And you need to see it. I mean, they got him for a reason. They obviously were confident that they would be able to get the Cleveland version of Aaron Civale back. It's a little time, but last couple times around, it looks like he's starting to unlock some things and starting to figure it out and starting to look like the pitcher that they were hoping they would get.
I'm not going to say I read into things or overthink things, but sometimes I do. Freddie Peralta pitched really well. Coincidental that it was with Gary Sanchez and not Contreras?
I don't know. And, you know, a couple of people have suggested that on Twitter, and I think it's probably reading too much into it. Listen, William Contreras is really good behind the plate. I mean, they've had a lot of success this year with him catching that pitching staff. I don't know if it changes anything. I don't know if it has anything to do with anything. It could just be one of those days where everything seemed to click. And I think that's the smart way of looking at it, because if you're going to start reading into, well, you know, it's a different catcher, you're opening up a whole can of worms and it kind of, you know, diminishes the work that Contreras has done with every other pitcher on the staff.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a slam on Contreras. Some guys just don't work as well together. I mean, you go back to Javi Lopez with the Atlanta Braves. He didn't catch Maddox. Maddox had whoever the backup catcher was who Maddox worked with. He never worked with Javi Lopez, but Javi Lopez was good enough to work with Smoltz and everybody else on that pitching staff. So I don't think it's necessarily that. However, I will say this. Like, if I'm Pat Murphy, I may try the Sanchez-Peralta thing again and see what it looks like in the second matchup. And if it ends up being... But you don't have to lose Contreras' bat. Contreras just DHs that night then every time Sanchez catches for Peralta.
I mean, listen, you step back from it, and it kind of falls into my whole point of the weekend. Like, every single thing managed to go right for the Brewers this weekend. Yep. Even when things weren't going well, they found a way to overcome it. They got just enough. They got everyone contributing when they needed to contribute. I mean, it was one of those weekends where everything just fell into place, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
Talking with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports here on the Talk About the Crew segment, brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Great Dimension One spas, above ground pools. Still time to have your pool installed outside if you're looking to add a pool here towards the end of summer. Follow Andrew Wagner on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. All right, let's talk about Colin Ray. He had a nice bounce back performance from his last outing and was unhittable until you came along through five innings and into the sixth inning. And pitched really, really well.
Until I came along.
Hey, man.
You going to hang that one on me?
Yeah, I am. You hung it on yourself on Twitter. I blame poor Dave Gasper of reviewing the Bruins because I saw him say no. And then Gasper blamed it on you. So, and then you took fall on it. You fell on the sword. He said, I'm just reporting the news. So, okay.
I just report the news. And if you think anyone that thinks that what a reporter tweets during the game has any bearing on the field, I got news for you. We're not that important.
No, so
I do want to.
You and the announcer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Answers on the game. And if I would have called Charlie and said, Charlie, yeah, you watching? He's got a no-hitter. I promise, hand to God, he would have given up a hit the next pitch. I have the same power as you do, Wags. It's okay.
All right. Let's go with that. Although I do want to say one thing about Twitter on this weekend quick. I mentioned yesterday the Brewers swept the Guardians. That was a significant accomplishment. And someone actually throwback. Let me know when they beat a good team like the Dodgers.
So stupid.
And honest to God, if you're that dumb, you have no business watching, listening to, attending a Major League Baseball game. I mean, there is something seriously, seriously wrong with you if you're going to tweet after a sweep of a team that is in first place in this division with a record identical to the Dodgers. Let me know when they beat a good team like the Dodgers. Get help.
Yeah, no, I Guardians were, you know, one of the best teams in baseball coming into that series for certain. And it was a very, very impressive homestand by the Brewers. And now you get a day off, and now you get to go to St. Louis against the Cardinals. I have a important question for you. I asked this back in the second segment of the show, and I said I don't have an answer. I can see both sides of this, and I want to see what you think. How important is it for the Brewers to be the 1 or 2 seed and get a bye in the wild card round? Now, normally I would say a bye is always good, but you can look at football and say sometimes it backfires with the rust and everything else. It's not as good. You can look at it and say this Brewers team is so young, they don't know what's coming in the playoffs and so forth. If you stop any momentum and give them several days off, then Pat Murphy has to figure out what he's going to do with them on those days off, what the drill is. He's never managed a team in this situation either. There are just so many unknowns that I don't know if it's as easy as saying, yeah, I want the bye week.
I don't either, and I have an even bigger question because I honestly can't answer that. I see both sides of the coin the same way you do. You know, we always hear a team gets hot, all you got to do is get hot going in the playoffs, and we've seen it the last couple of years. You had the Braves, you had the Diamondbacks,
Cardinals.
You had the Nationals a couple of years ago, Cardinals. Brewers have the biggest divisional lead of anybody in baseball, which is great. You know, it's obviously a great season, good team, winning a lot of games. That's what your job is. This team in particular, locking it up early and not, quote-unquote, having something to play for down the stretch worries me a little. Maybe worry isn't the right word, but you know what I mean. That, to me, is the bigger question than whether or not they get the bye. I think the bye helps them strictly because dudes need rest, and they can find ways to keep active and keep busy. If I know anything about Murphy, he'll probably take all his rookies to Chuck E. Cheese or something during the break, but...
Don't knock Chuck E. Cheese. That's very cool.
Dude, that was my first job, first of all, and they serve beer there. So when I'm stuck hanging out with my friends who have kids, I always suggest Chuck E. Cheese.
Now, I will say I was a Showbiz Pizza guy growing up, but Chuck E. Cheese is still fun. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I got nothing against it. But no, I mean, that to me is the bigger question is what happens if these guys lock it up and there's still a couple of weeks to go? How do you keep them fired up and keep their eye on the prize going into the postseason?
Easy.
That's the bigger question. And if they're still playing for, you know, a 1 or 2 seed, okay, you've got something going for you. You've got something that's going to keep you fired up every night. But it was a big knock a couple years ago.
Exactly.
When the Brewers had that big lead going in, they wrapped it up early. Then they kind of went into, you know, chill mode, and then they just came out flat against the Braves. So that's what I'm most interested in seeing is how does this team handle it when they don't have the quote unquote instant pressure every day of we have to win to lock this thing up. We have to win to get in. I have no doubt that Pat Murphy will find a way to light a fire under these rear ends and keep them going down the stretch. It's one of those chicken or the egg things. Is it better to have the bye? It's better than not. Is it better to wrap it up early or is it better to have time to rest? You never know, and it depends on each team.
That traitor of a manager of that team, I think, learned his lesson, and I don't think he'll ever approach that same scenario the same way ever again because they made a mistake. And I didn't have a problem with, you know, resting guys and doing it the way they were doing it, but clearly it backfired. Secondly, Murphy's word all year has been relentless, and now I don't think that necessarily changes things because he can literally just put on film of that Braves series. For those of you that weren't here, most of you weren't, let me show you what happened the last time we clinched early and then took our foot off the gas at the end of the season and lost to a team that everybody thought we should beat. Like, this is not going to happen again. I think you used what happened a couple of years ago as a rallying cry, even to the guys that weren't on the team, like Churio and so forth. I just bring up, like, I've been through this before with another version of this Brewers team, and we are not going to have the same thing necessarily happen to us, but we'll see. I don't care. I can't believe we're in this situation. As a Brewer fan saying you're 11 up on August 19th, nobody would have believed this in April. I still can't believe it here on August 19th. Andrew Wagner, follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner, Forbes Sports. Entertaining follow on Twitter, as always. Very cheerful, happy guy. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on.
We'll see you Friday.
There you go. There he is, Andrew Wagner, on our Talk About the Crew segment, brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.